Tonight's shiur, Simon Reish Samech Dalid, Seif Dalid through Seif Yud. Seif Dalid. Afilu nasan ma'at shemen zayis b'shmonim elu she'enen nimshachim v'oz nimshachim. Even if you would add some olive oil to the oils we mentioned that don't work well, that it doesn't go up the wick well, and by adding olive oil to it, it helps it go up the wick, that's not good. You still shouldn't do that either. Perlocha points out, even though the Mechaber says Shemen Zayis, it's Lav Dafka Shemen Zayis, any of the oils that are proper will not help when you add it to the oils that are not proper. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yud Ches, Ma'at V'chul, you want to add a little of the good oil. Avlam Hoya Rubo Mishmonim Hakshem U'miyut Me'apsum. Well, let's say it's majority the good oil, and a small minority of the oil which isn't good. But el berov umurtu, we say that the poor quality oil is null and void against the majority of the good oil, and it's fine. That's permitted. Sifkan yates emalikin. So we don't light just because we add a little shemen zayis or other proper oil. Why not? The chayra, now it's going to go up the wick well. The gazrinon dilma osil aluki beinayu, because we're afraid you're going to light the improper oil by itself. So it's a gazera. You can't use the bad oil by adding a little of the good oil, because we're afraid to use the bad oil by itself. Siv hey, chelev mohutach v'kirbe dogim ein la'likim behem. If you have fat that has been liquefied, or the internal organs of a fish that are oily, ein la'likim behem, we're not going to use that as fuel to light Shabbos licht. V'im nasam behem ma'at, but if you add to that some of the proper oil, then you can use it to light. So this is different from the other oils that were no good. Mr. Burris of Karnachov, chelev mehutach, liquefied fat, shehetichu so ala, or either it was put on a flame and liquefied that way, maybe straight from the insides of the animal it came out liquidy. As long as it didn't solidify yet. So if you add other oil to it, that's fine. But once it solidifies, Haran Oser, the Ran prohibits using it, even if you were to add some oil to it. And if you look in Eli Rabba, he writes the Chay Nikku, that's the main halacha. After as I found, B'chidushi HaRamban, V'HaRashba, V'HaRitva, Shepasu Kain, they all pass in this way, the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, V'HaViyuraya, M'Yushami, they bring a proof from the Yushami. Sivkan Chofav, V'Kirvei Dogim, the inner organs of the fish, Shenimuchu, that are melted into liquid. V'Shemen Salul, She'osin Migagal, Enosho Dog. Now, even though we're saying not to use the oily insides of a fish, but the clear oil that comes from the eyeball of a fish, or from its flesh, mutter afilu be'eni, that can be used by itself. I'm assuming he means a whale. These huge, huge fish. So that oil is fine. Sifkan chav beis, mutter v'chulu. It's mutter to light if you add some of the proper oil. To the fi ikar hadin, according to the basic halacha, hayom mutter b'chelim mahotach, really you could use the fat of the animal that has been melted to liquid. The fishanim shechachav sila shapir, it really does go up the wick properly. Al drabon gazu, but the reason why the bar said not to use it as a gezera, atu she'enim hotuch, in case they want to use the fat before it's been rendered to liquid. Ukshu b'taroivis, so once you add oil to the liquid fat, lo gazu, but there's no gezera anymore, to have the gezera, the gezera, because now it becomes a double gezera, and we don't do that. Se'iv vav, Sha'ar kol hashmanim chutz me'elu, any other oil besides the ones mentioned above is not being good, madlikim behem, you can light them. U'mikol makom, nonetheless, shemen zayis mitzvah hamufcha, it's still ideal to use olive oil. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavgim, hamufcha. Why is olive oil the choice? To nim shechachar psila, tefei mikulu, it goes up the wick best, it's pulled up the wick best more than the other oils. V'mein shemen zayis matzui, if olive oil is not available, mitzvah b'sha'ar shmonim sha'ar and salul, it's a mitzvah to use any of the oils that give a clear light. V'hem koyid min l'ner sharvin, they take precedence to wax candles. V'ner shayva, a wax candle koidim, that takes precedence, l'ner shalchelev, to a tallow candle. The ora yafav etzolul, because wax candles have a very bright, clear light. V'ner li, it would seem to me, the kozelefi inin haner, all of this depends on the light. The b'ner shalon, when it comes to our candles, shakorin sterin, I'm not sure if he's referring to paraffin, like our candles, shetzalul bevada yosim in hashayva, it's certainly more clear than even wax candles. People don't typically tilt it, even on a weekday. So that would take precedence over a wax candle. Maybe it's even ahead of all the oils. You won't come to do hatiyah. Look, we write later in Siman Ayin Beishe. So the Mechaber brings a preference to using olive oil over candles. And I know there are people who like to use liquid paraffin. Liquid paraffin is not olive oil. It gives a nice light, but it's not olive oil. The notes bring a discussion. The Moshe says that our candles are even better than olive oil because it's so clear. But others say, no, there's still an advantage over olive oil. It says by the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, they used regular candles, they didn't use olive oil. The Minyan Eretz Yisrael from old time Shem Kadmonis, he says from Kedusha Shulchan, is to light the Shemen Zayis for the bracha that you're making. And many B'nai Chutz La'aretz do that too. And then they light other candles, but you have at least like two for olive oil. So some people have two candles for Shabbos, olive oil. The minimum for Shabbos is two. So you use two for olive oil, and the rest will be candles. Some will do all olive oil, some do all candles. But if you want to be yoitza olive oil, it's the implication is you don't have to light them all olive oil. Even lighting two, the kavod habracha, would be sufficient. Se'if zayin, karach zefes oshava ochelev, saviv hapsida. If you were to wrap the zefes, the tar, the wax, or the fat around the wick and make a candle, malikabim, that's fine. When we said before, you can't use Zephyr or Shaiv or Chayv to put a wick into tar, wax, or fat. But if you wrap and make a candle, that's okay. Though Asu Bekula, when we said you can't use them, Elam Hayin the Sunim Beklees, when you put it in a vessel, Venos Napsila Besacham, and you stick a wick inside. The way you would oil. Sha'oz Einim Shacham Achapsila, in such a case, it really doesn't get pulled up the wick well. Al bezeh, but in this case, nimshach shabim asila shabesocha, it works perfectly fine with the wick internally. So if you wrap it around the wick, that's okay. Sifkan chav hey, safir psila. Dafkim apsila ksher, of course, we're discussing a proper wick. He psu, if you're using the wrong material for the wick, lo mahani akri chasav, it doesn't help that you wrap this stuff around it. That's not going to make any difference. Siv ches. Hamadlik tzor shiyadlik roiv mashayetz men apsila mehenir. When you light the candles for Shabbos, when you light the wicks, you should make sure that most of the wick has caught, most of the wick is burning, and then you've fulfilled the requirements. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafav Tzar Shiyadik. Why do you want to make sure most of the wick has caught the flame? Kedei Shiyei Halahav Oliyafa. You want the flame to rise nicely, Miyach Yisalak Yado, as soon as you take your hand away. Kmo Shahay Inyan Balokas HaMenorah, the same way you find by the menorah. Sifkan Chaf Zayin Min V'chulu. Most of what comes from the wick above the lamp. So if you had a candle made out of wax or fat or tallow, so again, you want most of the wick coming out of it to ignite. Siftes. Ein sarach lahav hev hapsila. It's not necessary to singe the wick. Perish. Inyan hifuv yipol al davar sheinu nisuf lagami v'gam lokan lagami. We use the term hifuv when something is not totally burnt, but at the same time, it's not totally unburnt either. So it's singed. You shouldn't eat Korban Pesach partially done, mahafav, he says, singed. The Ramah adds, and even though you don't have to, the Mechaber says, the meaning is to yes. The meaning is to light the wick and extinguish it. In order that it should be singed on top, or yafis, when you light it, when the wife lights it afterwards, it ignites right away. The minig is to singe the wicks. Even with our candles where the wax is around the wick, we do this. This is something the husband should do. And there's a benefit. So Tisha Ha'isha Bahavlokasa Begiyaz Mana, that his wife will not be delayed when she's trying to light the candles right before Shabbos in the proper time. Again, the notes bring that by the Chazon Ish and the Staraitha, they didn't do this. They did not singe the wicks in advance. They said our wicks light perfectly well. You don't need any singeing in advance. L'maisa, he says, even though our wicks don't need it, the Mishnah Berurah said before, it's good for the husband to be involved. This is his asek, so he sets it up and he singes the wicks. Se'if Yud, Eimad Likin Bismartutin Afilu Mechorachin. We don't use wicks made out of old shmatas, old cloth, even if you singe it first. Mr. Bursef Kornchov test, Besmar Tutin. Hanu below A, Big Day Pishtan Hagasim. These are remnants of thick linen clothing. Umitam, the reason is, the light, the flame, doesn't catch it well. Vayim Pimagod, Lokam Pimagodim. Emalikin al Hashulchan, Bener Cheres Yoshon. One should not light on the table with a lamp made of pottery that's old and used, the moss, because it's not nice. El can hisikubo, unless you burnt it in the flame, which I'm assuming means you refired the nair, the lamp, so you made it basically brand new again. You refurbished it. Fimhushal zechuches, now if it's glass, oshal cheretz mitzupa, or a glazed pottery, sure, that's fine. Sheinu moss kolkach, it's not repulsive. Will be ish oni sheinu, when you're dealing with someone poor who doesn't have anything else, vade mutter certainly would say it's okay. Mimashi spat them in their Shabbos rather than him not doing their Shabbos at all. To choyve, because it is an obligation to Shabbos licht. So if the best he can do is an old ner cheres, so that's what he's going to do. But if someone has something nicer, we should have something nicer that doesn't collect soot and doesn't look dirty, something that should be nice. The covered Shabbos.